And 6:06, it is mostly cloudy and 31 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high this afternoon of 36. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The latest on our wintry weather, the sleet and snow now moving off to the north and east from Tulsa for the most part. The heavier sleet and snow still south of Interstate 40 this morning. Now, we do have no schools closed, and for the most part, the roads are in good shape, but we do have quite a few accidents this morning. 169 is a bad spot. 81st and 91st, we have injury accidents being investigated. Also this morning, 71st Street near 169, an injury crash. Another crash on 51st Street at 169. Also this morning, the 97th and Riverside Drive area, we have a non-injury crash. And one more accident on Highway 412 out east under the Creek Turnpike overpass. That involves two semis. The passage of the $918 million capital improvement project earlier this month clears the way for Tulsa Transit's long-sought rapid transit system. Even though it has been approved by voters, Tulsa Transit Manager Bill Cartwright says it's going to be a lengthy process to get the program implemented.
Just ordering the buses, that's a year-and-a-half process right there. There's always about an 18-month lead period just to order the buses. So we knew from the beginning that this project would take several years. I think the estimate was between 2 and 3 years.
In addition to the buses, new shelters, to be called stations, will be built along the 15-mile Peoria corridor. Four people are dead in northeast Tulsa, and meth may be the reason. In all, five people were shot Saturday evening at a home near Pine and New Haven. The killed were Melissa and Charlie Dack, Tammy Brunson, and Glenda Harper. A fifth victim is hospitalized this morning. Police are looking for a lone gunman. Police speculate that methamphetamine may have been sold from that home. The Tulsa City Council wants to move forward with exploring Arkansas River development. Mayor Bartlett applauds the council's diverse way of looking at the development issue.
Councilor Bynum and I had a good discussion about this a few days ago, and once again reiterated that as long as we, as a collective group, along with the business community, I think approach this educational communal effort to promote the river.
The mayor also cited the Gathering Place and the Creek Nation's Jimmy Buffett-themed casino as positive signs that river development in Tulsa will work. A community forum on mental health hears from experts. It was hosted by Oklahoma Watch. Oklahoma Mental Health Association Director Mike Bros says conditions are being impacted by the Affordable Care Act.
Things are, I'd call them discombobulated right now in terms of the Affordable Care Act. And so, but at the same time, I think all of us need to be incredibly patient with the process. Big turns, moving that needle, it gets messy, it's complicated, what have you.
The forum was recorded at the Circle Cinema for replay later here on KWGS. Our weather forecast is slight chance of a wintry mix till about noontime, then cloudy, a high today of 36. Tonight, partly clear and cold, down to 25 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 43. Wednesday, sunshine but cold and a high of 33. And on Thanksgiving, clear skies and 44. National Weather Service radar shows the majority of the sleet and snow now off to our northeast from Lenape over to Miami to near Grand Lake and moving toward the northeast. Right now, overcast in 31. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.